Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 17th of August, and I'm recording at 9:03 p.m., and that is British summer time here in very warm London. Now, interesting day here today. I think one of the focal points was that the Fed minutes from July were released. And that's relevant because people are debating, following that comment by Fed Governor Dudley, whether or not the Fed would be raising interest rates in September. Very few people were expecting that before his comments. And so what do we make of it, having seen the notes? Well, it was widely discussed, as you would expect, but there was certainly disagreement, but no clear consensus here overall. Just in a few brief points, that the main arguments for a rate rise would be that the U.S. has, I should say, near full employment, although on average those are not high-paying jobs, as we have read for in recent years. Those favoring a rate hike also maintain that this would help savers. It would modestly, and also the banking sector, which would be helped. Although that will appeal to a few of the broader people within the broader public. Now, those favoring a further delay before the next rate hike point to very low inflation. And they are, or in my opinion, they certainly should be, more concerned about upward pressure on the U.S. dollar in the event of a rate hike, while economies in other developed countries remain generally soft, certainly weaker than what we see with the U.S. economy for the most part. Now, we'll know more about what's going to happen here when we hear Janet Yellen speak. On the 26th of August, there's an annual symposium at Jackson Hole in Kansas or Wyoming? But I'm not sure. That's it. The Jackson Hole symposium is hosted by the Kansas City Fed, and Janet Yellen's comments will probably give us a little bit more information about what will happen in September. My view, though, is that Janet Yellen, as we know, very cautious. She's been right to be cautious, I think. I can understand the agitation for higher interest rates, but there is not a compelling economic argument for that just yet. And Janet Yellen, most importantly, has the most influential vote. And so my guess is that we will not see a hike, and that we will then start looking at later in the year. And it wouldn't be at all surprising, in my opinion, if the Fed wanted to wait at least until we were beyond U.S. presidential election before raising rates. So, how did markets respond? And they, I think, mildly encouraged by that. It enabled Wall Street to post a modest gain in here today. The Dow is up nearly 22 points. That's only a 12th of a percent. And the S&P was up slightly more at a 5th of a percent. That took the S&P up to 2,182. NASDAQ just again slightly higher, and Wall Street had been softer for most of the day. And also precious metals had been under a little bit of light selling pressure. They did narrow those losses. but are still down. As I look at the Bloomberg screen, I see silver is at $19.67. That's down 20 cents. And we have platinum down $2.50 at 1121.6. And gold had actually picked up. Gold was slightly lower earlier in the day and is now up $1.83 to $1,347, nearly $48. And so that suggests really that investors came away saying, no, it's very unlikely that the Fed will be raising rates in September. Again, repeat the point, I agree with that conclusion. What was also interesting in here today is that we saw the crude oil market, which has been getting an extremely good rally recently, but it was weaker earlier in the day. For instance, Brent crude, which is the important price, Brent crude was down at 48.55 dollars a barrel, and that was early today, but it's now trading at 49.85, and that's up 62 cents here today. So it's regained most of the loss in what I had described as looking like one of those spillovers, loss of upside momentum going into to use the technical terminology from the chart seminar, going into right-hand extension phase consolidation. In other words, not rolling over and dying, but losing upside momentum following a consistent, persistent early rally off the lows, then beginning to encounter some two-way activity leading to sideways ranging and possibly somewhat further gains before year end. But it depends very much on what happens. In other words, do we get any actual accidents due to fire, flooding, or any other problems? I mentioned flooding because there's some of that certainly going on in Louisiana right now, where oil refiners are. So is there anything that will actually cut the supply? Then there's also the trial balloon testing sentiment discussion about whether we will see Russia agreeing anything with Saudi Arabia in terms of cutbacks. Well, I wouldn't bet too much on that. They may just be saying that to help to steady prices somewhat. But my overall view is that we will see further sideways ranging by the crude oil price, but I think staying above that or not breaking below the $40 level, not moving a whole lot above the $50 level on that Brent crude. And that's not a bad environment. The oil companies can survive on that, and we don't see prices pushing up enough to cause any sort of major problems for the global economy. And demand for crude oil is quite firm, as you're probably well aware from some of the earlier reports that we've issued on that subject. Now, looking around at other commodity markets, if you look at the continuous commodity index, that's CCI in the library, and it's an equal weighting index, so it's a good one to look at. It also has lost upward momentum following that persistent rally that we saw really from the beginning of the year. And I also think just what I said about crude oil, this is a right-hand extension phase of consolidation. And it's been doing that for about a month, and I think that will be resolved by a further break to the upside, not led by crude oil, but more likely to be led by, well, it could certainly be precious metals if the dollar is not too strong. And it could also be led by industrial metals, because the producers are finally being a little more sensible about supply. They're not, well, a lot of them recognize that metals that they're actually holding are more valuable, the industrial metals that they're holding are more valuable in the ground than they are on the market right now. And supply is always the key variable here with these industrial commodity markets. And so if we get a little less production, which is certainly what I expect, and that's based on what we've seen following every other significant bear market blowout in commodity prices. Lower prices cure the problem of overproduction, and lower prices also lead to increased demand. That gets the market back into balance, and you get a lot of short covering, as we have been seeing, and some long buying. And we're still in that phase, and I think commodities will remain one of the better performing sectors overall. It certainly was during the first 6 months of the year, and now they're getting this lengthy consolidation, but I think they will, commodities will generally continue to be reasonably decent performers overall. That will also apply to commodity shares as well. What are other sectors likely to perform? Well, a number of autonomies are doing extremely well, and they will continue, I think, to remain reasonably steady while the dollar remains a bit on the soft side here overall. My biggest concern about stock markets right now is that, and it's not a huge concern for sure, but markets have just been floated higher by this sea of liquidity that we've seen from central banks, and that's pushed just about everything up, including many of the European stock markets, although poor suffering Italy hasn't seen much of a rise. That remains a big potential problem for the euro area, and is sort of costing a pall over sentiment. Europe was the weakest sector of stock markets in here today. Asia was mixed. China taking a bit of a breather here today after some good days of rally. China's had a couple of good weeks to the upside in here. So maybe a little pause and consolidation. But China's also benefiting from a fair amount of liquidity coming into the market from the government. But my general theme, though, was that we've seen most stock markets floated higher by this sea of liquidity, and that part of that move higher has been also aided by short covering. And if you look at the indices covering short interest, and if I can just give you the code for one, if you're interested in looking that up in the chart library, I think short interest might bring it up, but the specific code is S for sugar, F for Fuller, U S T O T L, and that shows that the short interest has declined. In other words, the bears have been covering shorts. That's been a factor driving markets higher. If you have far fewer bears in the market, which is the case right now, then you have less buying potential to drive the market higher. And will investors come in and give another good push to markets on the upside? Well, it's possible, but these are the dog days of summer, usually very quiet because of a lot of people in the West at any rate are away. We get some light volume, choppy ranging overall. My guess is that we'll see more of that, That's not a bad background for in-favor sectors, and those include commodities, as I mentioned earlier, commodity prices and commodity shares, and I think also the technology sector, which following a good shakeout earlier in the year, has certainly firmed up once again, and those are momentum play movers. And elsewhere, government bonds quietly steady at very low levels for yields. So not much going on there. If I were a betting man, though, I'd say that those yields will be moving higher over the next 6 months to a year. And in currency terms, we've seen those good recoveries from a lot of the currencies, or partial recoveries at any rate, from resources producers and also the currencies of some of the Asian markets. They've also been stronger as well, and I'm not just talking about the yen, which is a little above 100 against the U.S. dollar, but the Chinese renminbi is also firmed in here overall. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.